mighty challenge.
Hello, Lincoln in Gippsland.
Suze, how are you tonight?
I can't complain. Now, are you on the road?
No, I'm at home.
Okay. There's a note saying rain on the highway, but maybe you've been on the highway and called the ABC earlier to tell us about it.
No, it's been rainy here, but no, I'm definitely not on the road.
Okay, well, that's your night home nice and safe. Where would you like to start, Lincoln?
I think colours sounds good, Suze.
You like colours?
Yeah.
All right. Well, unfortunately, the first question requires some pronunciation, so just bear with me, okay? Kakutalik, Keketa, and Avanata are three of the five municipalities on which island?
Oh. See, I love you, but I'm just going to go for Fiji.
Say that again?
Fiji.
Fiji?
Yeah.
No, not Fiji.
All right, have a good night.
Okay, thanks, Lincoln. Nice to talk to you. Hey, Joni.
Hello.
Oh, what's going on there with your phone?
Am I there?
You are here now, yes.
Oh, good. Yeah, sorry, I had it muted for a sec. Right. I decided I'm going to start muting in case I say something embarrassing. Yeah, no, you're off mute now. It's all good.
But then we'll have this awkward kind of...
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I thought I'd get to it quicker than I did.
Yeah. Right, you're not on speakerphone, are you?
No.
Okay, that's good. Right, now I've got to say it again. Kakutalik, Keketa, and Avanata are three of the five municipalities on which island?
I think if it's got five municipalities, it can't be that small. But then what do I know about anything? I'm going to say Vanuatu.
Okay, do you know what category we're in?
Oh, colours.
But too late to
That doesn't help me, to be honest. Anyway.
Thanks, Joni. Bye. Well, Graham's figured it out. Nicely done, Graham. Let's talk to... Oh, it's Tommy. Hello, Tommy.
Hello.
Hello. Now, when are Freo playing this weekend, or have they already played?
They are playing tomorrow in Bunbury.
Okay. You going?
No. Unfortunately not.
How often do you get to the matches?
Well, we got memberships, but this one's just, you know, far away.
Okay. How far is it to get from Perth down to Bunbury?
Well, I'm not right in Perth. It's like I'm a bit off, so it's like, I don't know, 2 hours.
Oh, okay. That's quite a commitment, 2 hours there and 2 hours back. Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. You can watch from home, I guess. And are you playing this weekend yourself, Tommy?
I'm not sure.
That's all right. Yeah, Mum or Dad will know if you're playing. Anyway, let's try this question on you now, Tommy. The category is colours. Kakutalik, Keketa, and Avanata are three of the five municipalities on which island?
I've got no idea, and I don't know any islands that, like, are a colour. So I'll just go with a random island, Hawaii.
I'm afraid it's not Hawaii either. Hey, Tommy, always nice to talk. Hope your weekend goes well.
Okay. Thank you. You too.
Bye. There's a 12-year-old Tommy in Perth who likes to SMS us. Tristan in Colac. Good evening, Tristan.
Hey, how are ya?
Good. Tristan, what's this island? Kakutalik, Keketa, and Avanata are three of the five municipalities on it. But what is the island?
New Zealand?
It's not New Zealand, no. Thanks, Tristan. Think of the category, my friends. Michelle's got it. Jane's got it. Trent's got it. Chris and Hillary's has it. Meg in Albany has it. Yes, Ross. Ray in the Bay has it. Ed in Perth. Deno in Wagen. Jenny in Glenbrook. Bobsled, you've got it too. David in Mount Kohler.
Oh, hi, Suzanne.
Hello. What do you think this island is?
I think it would be Greenland.
Greenland is exactly right. Thanks, David. What would you like to do now? You could stay in colours. We've got number one albums of the 90s. We have That Was the Week That Was. We have Do the Maths, and we have Countries Ending in NIA.
Oh, I'll go with that. Countries in NIA.
Question two. Skopje is the capital and largest city of which Balkan country?
Skopje, that's Macedonia. Oh, no, sorry, it's North Macedonia.
Well done. It is North Macedonia. It only became so a few years ago, didn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Staying in this category, David?
Oh, yes, thanks.
Question three. The Seimas is the government of which Baltic state?
What's it called? Lithuania, Latvia, or Estonia? Oh, gee. It's countries in NIA, isn't it?
That's, yes, that's the category.
So it's one of those two. I'll go Estonia.
Ba-bum.
Oh, wrong way.
Thanks, David.
Thanks, Suzanne.
All right. Bye. Nice to talk to you. Gordon in Ballina. Hello, Gordon.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Gordon. We are in the category of countries ending in NIA. It is not Estonia. The Seimas is the government of which Baltic state?
It's got to be Lithuania.
It does have to be Lithuania. Nicely done, Gordon.
Oh, boy. Lucky that. It's my lucky night.
Now, would you like to stay in this country? You could also have number one, this country, this category. You might also like to stay in Lithuania. You can have number one albums of the 90s, Colours, That Was the Week That Was, Do the Maths, or you can stay where you are.
Mm-hmm. I want to do the maths.
Oh.
Yeah.
This would never be my first choice, but some people like maths. Question four. Which of the four basic mathematical functions would produce a quotient?
Which of the four? Division.
Division is correct, Gordon. Well done. Ooh, staying here?
yeah, why not?
Question five. What is 35% of 2 million?
That'd be that'd be 700,000.
Well done, Gordon. You like your maths, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Question six. Lemniscate is the name for the symbol representing what mathematical concept?
Oh, boy. Lemniscate. I'll just have to have a guess. Algorithms.
It's not algorithms.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Gordon. Nicely done. Oh, Harry in the Bay. You have the answer in very smartly there. Well done. Tony in Penshurst. Tony.
G'day, Suzanne. How are you going?
Greetings.
Outlander. Nothing to watch now, is there? Oh, actually, there's a YouTube clip of Jamie having peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Is that?
I couldn't believe it.
did she take one back and he did have some or not?
I think he did. I haven't watched a YouTube clip, but
because she did when she went back, she did take peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and then I was so upset because I think in the book, but maybe not on the show, she actually drops the plastic wrapping back in 17 whatever, and I was so like, pick it up.
Well, fast forward the last bit, and then you saw Diana.
No, I haven't done that yet, Tony.
I won't tell you anything about it.
No, I must do that. I've been watching Prisoner nonstop. That's my new project.
Prisoner?
Leading up to our Prisoner night next Saturday night.
Wentworth or the original Prisoner?
The original Prisoner.
That segues nicely into Pamela Brave. I'm seeing her next week.
Now, Tony. Shall we have a go at the question?
Okay, Lemniscate.
Lemniscate. Lemniscate is the name for the symbol representing what mathematical concept?
Let me think. Lemniscate. I'm trying to think of the symbols. Is it? I'll just go one Greek symbol. Sigma.
It's not sigma.
Thanks, Tony. Suzanne. Okay. I'll talk to you next.
Talk to you then. Yes, Adrian, you've got it. And Dino in Wagen has it too. John in Ashfield. Hey, John.
Oh, how are you, Suzanne? How are you going?
What is lemniscate? It's the name for the symbol representing what mathematical concept, John?
Hopefully it'll be pi r squared.
Pi r squared? No.
Oh, okay.
All right, thanks, John.
Okay, thank you, Susan.
Bye. Barbara in Falconbridge. Hello, Barbara.
Hello, Suzanne.
How are the mountains tonight?
Oh, beautiful and crisp and cold.
Does that sound nice? It sounds nice. Depends how crisp and how cold.
Well, crisp enough that I'm sitting on top of the heater.
Well, that'll be keeping you nice and warm. Now,
I've got a hot water butty behind my back.
Now, lemniscate, Barbara, it's the name for the symbol representing what mathematical concept?
Look, the only thing I can think of is algebra.
No, it's not algebra.
No, I had absolutely no idea. I had to be honest with you, Suzanne.
I wouldn't have got this either, but thanks, Barbara.
But I'd be interested to find out.
Well, just wait. Don't go anywhere. We'll get off the line, but keep listening. Yes, bobsled. If I'm hooked on Prisoner, am I a captive audience? Clearly so. Annette in Perth, yes. Morgan, yes. Elaine from Croydon South, that is also the correct answer. Scott's in Blacktown. Hey, Scott.
G'day.
Scott, what is lemniscate? It's the name for the symbol representing what mathematical concept?
Is there any other clues?
No, there's not.
No. Nah. I think it is the scientific calculators had 10 and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
The concept. Can I hear the question again, please?
Lemniscate is the name for the symbol representing what mathematical concept?
Oh, my goodness. I'll just pass.
Thanks, Scott.
You hit me weak spot.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. I'm thinking, listen to this question. I'm saying someone answer it, for goodness sake.
Unfortunately, it came to you, Scott. You weren't to be saved by someone ahead of you. Let's see who else might have this. What about Trevor in Croydon Park?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. What is this?
I believe it's the infinity symbol.
Well done, it is the infinity symbol. Thank you, Trevor. You've saved us all. Would you like to stay and do the maths? You could go back to countries ending in NIA. There are more colours. There are number one albums of the 90s. And there's That Was the Week That Was.
NIA countries, please.
Question 7. Which fictional country was ruled for 100 years by the White Witch?
Narnia.
Narnia is correct, of course, from The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe books. You staying here, Trevor?
Yes, thanks.
Question 8. The Aldabi Gorge is an important fossil site in which African country? Or maybe it's Ulduvai. Ulduvai Gorge.
I think it's Tanzania.
Tanzania is correct.
It's where the earliest ever known human discoveries were made.
Quite right. And do you want to try and finish this category off, Trevor?
Well, I would indeed.
Question 9. Bucharest is the capital city of which European country?
Romania.
Romania is correct. Did you watch Prisoner, Trevor?
Caught a few glimpses of it.
People, more than one person is saying, who's my favourite character so far? Do I prefer B. Smith or the Freak? Thus far, I think B. Smith. I think, yes. She was quite nasty in the beginning, but she seems a bit nicer now. Right, Trevor, maths?
Yeah. Well, she learns the ropes.
Well, she's an old hand in the prison.
All right.
B. Smith, yeah. Okay, that was the week that was. Colours, number one albums of the 90s, Do the Maths. What do you like?
Go Colours.
Back to Colours. Question 10. Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had the one long horn and one big eye are the opening lyrics of which 1958 novelty hit.
With the one-eyed, one-horned, lion, purple people eater.
You are correct. The purple people eater is right, Trevor.
And I'm of a vintage that I actually heard it.
All right, that's your fifth question, right?
Yeah.
Staying here in Colours?
Yes.
Question 11. What colour is an orange blossom?
Ooh. I think the stumbling block is ahead, so I'll say white.
White is correct.
Oh, right.
You got right over the stumbling block.
Okay.
More colours for you, Trevor?
Yes, please.
Question 12. What is the name of the character played by Patricia Quinn in the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Magenta.
Magenta is correct. You're doing very well. You are not far off a black magnet, Trevor.
I think I'm on 6.
You're on 7, according to my notes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You already have a black magnet, don't you?
From a long time ago, yeah.
Yeah. Is it just the one or is it more?
It's lonely. Companions.
All right, let's see what happens. Question 13. Canary, Aurelian and Jonquil are all shades of which colour?
Yellow.
Yellow is correct. That's your 8th in a row, Trevor.
Right.
Where are you going to go now? That was the week that was. Number one albums of the 90s. There's a couple more maths questions left.
The week that was.
Question 14. Name any of the three goalkeepers announced as part of the Socceroos World Cup squad.
Moscovich, Tomaszewski and Papadopoulos.
No. You know it's a no. Goodbye, Trevor.
Thank you, Trevor.
That was a nice run, but not to be. Pat says, could it be the fastest black magnet ever? Well, if it had been, Pat, we might have got there, but it was not, sadly. Hello, Kylie.
Oh, hello there, Suzanne. Trevor did really well. He was outstanding. No, look, I'm at Goldwood, actually, this evening, so I'm nearly at home. So I've dropped you some postcards off, one from the Gold Coast and one from Mochi, so I'll speak to you next week.
Okay, Kylie, nice to chat. Great.
Thanks, Tom.
Bye. A couple of lines free now, 1-300-800-222, 1-300-800-222.
A young man vanishes and something about it doesn't sit right.
It made no sense.
I'm Rob Bergen. Join me for What Became of Jack, the new season of Unravel.
You know where my son is.
Search for the Unravel podcast on ABC Listen.
John in Sydney's next up. Evening, John.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. John, can you name any of the three goalkeepers announced as part of the Socceroos World Cup squad?
Would Matt Ryan be one?
Yes, Matt Ryan is one of them, John. Will you be following the World Cup?
A little bit. Yeah.
What would you like to do now? Would you like to stay in That Was the Week That Was? We've got number one albums of the 90s and Do the Maths all left.
I'll do the math.
Question 15. Which number comes next in the Fibonacci sequence? 5, 8, 13, 21.
I think it's 32.
It is not 32, John. Richard in Wollongong, hello.
Yeah, hi, Suzanne. It's been too long.
How long has it been, Richard?
Well, maybe a couple of months.
That's definitely too long.
Yeah, it is too long. And it's going to be a quick stay, unfortunately. I don't know. So I have to pass it on. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thanks, Richard. Let's go to Sarah in Brisbane. Evening, Sarah.
Good evening, Susan. First time caller, long time listener.
Oh, you're fantastic. Welcome. Great to have you here. How are you with the Fibonacci sequence?
Look, that's a tough question, and I feel like terrible, but I will give it a go.
Okay, which number comes next in the Fibonacci sequence? 5, 8, 13, and 21? What's next?
I'm going to go 52.
It is not 52.
It was worth a go, though, you know, Susan. So have a beautiful night.
Thanks, Sarah. All right, call again. Karen in Sydney has it. Harry in the Bay has it. Chris in Hillary's has it. Alastair in Winchelsea.
Hello, Suzanne. I think the last contestant might have been a bit nervous because she called you Susan.
Maybe she just knew, doesn't know it. I didn't want to get all hard on her.
Yeah, the first time on.
Yeah.
I'm pretty nervous. I still get a tiny bit nervous. But, I mean, do you get nervous before you – I mean, even though you've been doing it a long time,
I used to. I got probably for the first 7 or 8 years every time I'd go on air, which I only did infrequently when I was, you know, my earlier days at the ABC. Oh, my heart would be racing and my – you know, I'd have to script every single thing that I said between interviews because I was terrified I'd run out of things to say. It was back in the regional radio days. But – not so much anymore. Rarely, rarely. If we're talking to someone really, really impressive, Alastair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you had to interview Paul McCartney or something. Yeah.
Oh, gosh, that would be terrifying. When we had Brian Ferry on last year, I was just I hope he doesn't think I'm asking stupid questions. That's always my fear.
Oh, he's from Sunderland and they came seventh in the Premier League this year, so you could have started off on that. Well, Sunderland are on.
Well, that wasn't a piece of trivia that I had at my fingertips, Alastair.
No, my granddad practiced medicine there and so did Uncle Jimmy and my cousin's got a law office there and Dad was born there and brothers are born there. And all except me. I was born down south near Crystal Palace. So.
Oh.
And that's me.
Yeah. Now, Fibonacci sequence, Alastair.
Yeah, go ahead, Suzanne, yeah.
Which number comes next in the Fibonacci sequence? 5, 8, 13, 21.
34.
34 is correct. Now, yeah. I don't really understand what the Fibonacci sequence is. Can you explain it to me?
No. Well, it's just you add the previous two numbers, I think. It's 5 and 8 is equals 13.
Oh, right. And 8 and 13 makes 21.
Yeah.
So then you add 13 and 21, you get 34.
13 and 21, 34, yeah.
Okay. And what is the point of this sequence?
It's not a bizarre thing.
Mm.
Oh, I think it's just for entrance to Mensa or something like that, isn't it?
What does it do? I mean, does it help with some equation?
I don't think so. There's a bizarre thing with Australian rules. Like 3 goals 9 is 27 and 3 times 9 is 27. 4 goals 8 is 32 and 4 times 8 is 32. And there's 7 goals 7 is 49 and 7 times 7 is 49. but there's only about five of those, and it doesn't. I'm not sure if there's any possible mathematical formula for that. But that's a strange one. 2 goals, 12 is 24, but 2 times 12 is 24.
Now, Ross says that the Fibonacci sequence is seen everywhere in nature. Give me an example, Ross, of where it's seen in nature. It calculates a spiral, someone says. Okay.
Oh, all right. Okay.
All right. Now I can see a point in it.
The windmills of the mind. The windmills of your mind. That was 1967, wasn't it? What was that?
Right. Someone else says it occurs in, for example, this is from Chris, branches of a tree from a trunk.
Oh. Well, that's how they
multiply. 2358 is the Fibonacci postcode for Eurella, New South Wales in the New England region, says Scotto. Now, anyone who has a thing for postcodes, there's going to be some postcode chat tomorrow night and again on Sunday night. So if we've got any self-confessed postcode nerds listening, be here.
I'm a bit of a sicko for postcodes.
Well, do we enjoy? Oh, Martin says, I'd tell you a joke about the Fibonacci sequence, but it's worse than the last two put together. Thank you, Martin.
No. Hey, that is good. Yeah, I love the corny jokes. Really great.
Yeah. We've got plenty of contributors to it. All right, Alistair, do you want to stay and do the maths? We've also got That Was the Week That Was and number one albums of the 90s.
I will stay and do the maths because my music in the 90s is a bit weak,
Question 16.
Please.
What's the square root of 0.25?
0.5.
You are correct, Alistair.
It's the mathematical. Yeah, I paid a lot of attention to maths. So I was about 13 or 14, and that's when it would have come up.
Now, we're down to That Was the Week That Was and number one albums of the 90s.
So I haven't been watching the news. I've been fairly doing things when my brother was in hospital with a cataract thing, so I didn't catch much of the news. So the other category was
number one albums of the 90s.
I'll have to try that. I might do better than I expected. Thanks.
Let's see what happens, Alistair. Question 17. Which 1990 John Farnham album was Australia's best selling album for 1990?
Oh, Whispering Jack.
I'm afraid it was not.
Oh no,
Whispering Jack was 80s.
Oh, was it? Oh, it was as well, late 80s, yeah.
Goodbye, Alistair.
Goodbye. Suzanne, thank you.
Okay, bye. Sparkles reckons sunflower seeds are arranged in the Fibonacci sequence. Meg says, Romanesco broccoli. I assume you're saying that's also arranged in the Fibonacci sequence. I'm going to have to go out and look everywhere tomorrow and see the Fibonacci sequence in action. Looking forward to it. Oh, Brian from the Gap. Brian.
Good heavens above.
I'm sorry. I always just look forward to hearing from you, Brian. And a couple of weeks ago, people were saying, where's Brian? I said, Brian, if you're listening, call. And there was no call. But here you are.
No, well, this is the first time I've sort of been awake at this time of the morning, or remembered, or something like that. Yeah. And tell me what I think of it. Did you remember your friend's birthday yesterday?
As in Sarah McDonald?
Yeah.
I did remember it, yes.
Good girl.
I can't say that I messaged her, but I did remember it. Because a good friend of mine has the same birthday, and I contacted that friend just thinking in the back of my mind, it's Sarah Mack's birthday too.
Good.
Right. So, Brian, just are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks.
Are you still playing golf? Bowls? Not golf, bowls.
Oh, yes. Weather permitting. And, it's been good the last couple of days. Still going. Big trouble these days. Not trouble, but my doctor has restricted me just to local driving on my license.
Oh.
I've got an endorsement on my license. It's just local driving. So I can only go to bowls clubs was in the locality.
So the big issue is not that you're missing a big road trip, it's that certain bowls clubs are now out of reach.
Possibly, but yeah, it's a bit difficult. No one seems to know what local driving means, and I didn't think to ask the doctor at the time, so next time I see him, I'll have to find out.
Yeah. It'd be 5 or 10K, wouldn't it, from where you live?
Yeah, 10's been mentioned, yeah.
Now, your birthday's coming up soon, isn't it, Brian?
Yeah, 3 weeks.
Yes. Well, if you don't call back between now and then, happy birthday from me and from the person who you SMS'd in to remind me that it was coming up, whoever that person is.
Yeah, well, thank you all.
Right, Brian, question 17. Which 1990 John Farnham album was Australia's best-selling album for 1990?
My usual response is that I haven't the faintest idea. My knowledge of music albums of any era is very, very limited. So tonight I will pass it on to the next caller.
All right, yeah. Brian, maybe one night there'll be a Sissel question. Are you still listening to Sissel?
Not as much.
Well, Brian, please don't leave it too long.
Has there ever been one?
Not that I know of. But you never know.
All right. Anyway, thank you for your kind thoughts.
Brian, always a pleasure. Don't be a stranger. There is Brian in the gap, one of the longest standing players of the Mighty Challenge. And yes, the person who said, is he still bowling? Yes, he just explained he is still out there. He just can't get to all the bowling greens he would like to these days. Right. Eric in Melbourne. Hello, Eric.
Hello, Suzanne. Who are the other two goalkeepers apart from Matt Ryan?
Do you know?
No, I don't.
It's Patrick Beach and Paul Izzo.
I wouldn't have had any clue on that. Mm. And, There was a 60s British show called The Prisoner, which was starred Patrick McGowan, totally different from Prisoner. And Whistling Jack was 1986, I believe. Now, this one, I believe, is Chain Reaction.
Chain Reaction is correct. I'm willing to bet you Whistling Jack was 87 or 88, but someone can let us know.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it was 86.
What do you want to bet?
No, I don't want to bet anyway.
Now, do you want number one albums of the 90s or that was the week that was?
Number one albums of the 90s.
Question 18. You Ought to Know, Hand in My Pocket and Ironic are tracks from which 1995 album?
Jagged Little Pill.
Jagged Little Pill is correct.
Alanis Morissette, yeah.
Staying here, Eric?
Yeah.
All right, you are approaching this category with great confidence. Question 19. The best-selling album in Australia in 1992 was the Australian cast recording of which musical?
Gee, that's tough. Australian cast recording, which musical? 1992 bestseller. Jesus Christ Superstar?
Yes, that is correct. Did you have it, Eric?
No, I didn't, but I know that Kate Sabrina was on it, I believe, and some John Stevens, some others.
I remember I certainly had that that album. Right, question 20. Which Meatloaf album spent 4 weeks at number one in 1993?
Back Into Hell, I believe.
Back Into Hell. Bad Outta Hell 2, Back Into Hell is correct, Eric. And question 21. 1998's Yourself or Someone Like You was a number one album from which American band?
Gee, that's tough. Yourself or Someone Like You, gee, 1998, US band. Jeez. I'll just say Green Day, I don't know.
It is not Green Day, I'm sorry, Eric.
Thanks,
okay.
Suzanne.
All right.
Bye.
No one's texted in to tell us which year Whispering Jack was. Can somebody check that out? I know Eric didn't want to bet on it, but I'm positive it was 87 or 88. Right, who have we got next? Ian in Kalorama. Hello, Ian.
Good evening to you, Suzanne.
Ian, what is the question? Yourself or Someone Like You from 1998, a number one album from which American band?
Hey, look, yeah, I'm well out of this one, I'm afraid, Suzanne. And I was around in the 90s and liked a lot of stuff. But no, I can't even hazard a guess. My apologies.
No worries. Thanks, Ian. John just says, I was thinking about Brian yesterday. It made my night to hear him. Darren says, love Brian. So good to hear his voice. Oh, Brian's got a lot of fans, doesn't he? Let's talk to another Brian in Nowra. Hello, Brian.
Hi. I've got in exalted company with Brian and Eric.
Now, do you know this? Yourself or Someone Like You was a number one album from which American band?
No, I haven't got a clue. No. I'm a reasonably recent caller, but a very long time listener, and I find this answering questions are very difficult.
Yeah.
I should have a huge general knowledge from listening to ABC radio for so long, but
I don't know that this particular one is one that you would have picked up from listening to the ABC. You probably had to be a fan.
No, surprisingly, my voice at the moment is not good because of Parkinson. But I used to be the only geriatric DJ in the district. I took up DJing because I built equipment, and I got involved without knowing anything about music.
Yep. Yeah, Brian, I'm sorry. I don't think this one's going to come. Should we catch up another time?
Yes.
All right, nice to talk to you. Oh, and I was wrong. Eric, you were completely right. I have to do a massive mea culpa. There I was thinking I was all over it. But Whispering Jack was released on the 29th of September, 1986. Well, maybe it was the biggest selling album of 87 then. Oh, well, let's see. Who's up next? Let's talk to Jess in Ryde. Hi, Jess.
Hi, who are you?
I'm doing well.
That's good.
Yes. Okay, 1998's Yourself or Someone Like You was a number one album from which American band?
Matchbox 20.
That is correct. Oh, yes, so Freya says the biggest selling album in 1987 was Whispering Jack. That's why I was confused.
Maybe it came out late in the year before.
September 86.
Oh, yeah.
Eric knew what he was talking about. Props to Eric.
So did you.
I was overconfident, Jess. Now, all you've got left, I'm afraid, is That Was the Week That Was. Are you ready to try it? Okay.
I'm nervous.
Question 22. The graphic novel Persepolis is set in which country?
Iran.
Iran is correct. Have you read it?
Yeah, I went to Iran and a girl gave it to me.
Wow. What took you to Iran?
I was 21 and fearless.
How long ago was this?
In 2017.
Wow. What was it like to visit?
It was so incredible, and I just highly recommend everybody that's listening to get a ticket to go to Iran. It is, I mean, not at the moment, maybe in a few years. Yeah. Sorry.
That's what I was just thinking. No. Probably not right now.
I went into my memory and I didn't think about the moment. Mm. Yeah, anyway, it was amazing.
Did you have to wear a headscarf the whole time you were there, Jess?
Yes, yeah.
And what was that like for you?
It was amazing. And when I was on the flight, because the flight was quite empty, and when I was on the flight, a lot of women on the flight, because they do an announcement saying, now you're entering Iran and you have to practice modesty. And a lot of women on the flight came over to make sure that I knew how to do it and show me how to do it. Like, everyone was so supportive and lovely. And that was just the beginning. It was just 5 weeks of just so much love from the people. It was just amazing traveling. And I was alone when I did it, and it was just so amazing.
You traveled on your own?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was 21 and fearless.
I'm impressed. I'm very impressed, Jess. And did you find a lot of hospitality from the Iranian people?
It's unbelievable. It's not like any country you go to. It's unbelievable. Like, you can't even believe it. It is. Everyone is so beautiful and lovely and welcoming. It's just crazy.
Yeah, I can just imagine it. When I went to Syria, which was in 2001, I remember that a bus driver who'd taken us to some ruins was like, you've got to come over for dinner. And yeah. I went with my friend, and they'd spent what must have been a huge amount of money for them on this dinner for us. And then they said, what are you doing staying in a hotel? We'll sleep in our other room. They only had two rooms. I said, you sleep in the kitchen. You know, we'll sleep in the kitchen. You sleep here.
Yeah, Middle Eastern hospitality. Middle Eastern hospitality, it's amazing.
It's a thing, absolutely. A thing. All right, well, no wonder you were all over that question, Jess.
I got so lucky.
23. With a commercial value of up to $200,000, what sort of insects were seized from a New South Wales breeder in a record-breaking bust this week?
What sort? Cockroaches.
Cockroaches is correct, Jess. Ever won?
No, I've come this close so many times. I've been on question 24 like 4 times.
Well, you never know. Let's just plow into the future and see what happens. Question 24. Which country beat Australia by 4 wickets in the last match of the ODI series on Thursday?
Oh, my God, I have no idea.
Oh,
ODI, is that cricket?
One Day International, yes.
Oh, okay. Beat Australia at the One Day International. I don't know. Why didn't I read that? I never read the sport. I always skip the sport. I read the news all the time and I always skip the sport.
It's your Achilles heel tonight, Jess.
The One Day International, I'm pretty sure it's played in England, but England didn't play them. England played someone else, I think. And I think I'm just going to say another cricket team, India.
It's not India.
This is heartbreaking.
Oh, Jess, I'm sorry. But do you know what? There's always another quiz.
There's literally one every night.
Exactly so. 365 days a year. You've got so many chances. And you're young, right? You must only be late 20s?
I'm 31.
Oh, okay. I did my maths there incorrectly. So You've got decades.
Decades?
If you're still going at Brian's age, you've got like 60 more years of ringing the quiz.
Yeah, I could have 60 magnets. That's only one a year. I could have like 60 times 365 magnets.
You could. Wouldn't that be amazing?
You would have to start paying me a wage.
You'd have to start paying us, Jess. I will let you go. Thank you so much. All right. Lovely to talk to you. All right. Full switchboard. Someone on this board will probably be our winner. Will it be Kathy in Windsor?
Hello there.
Hello, Kathy. Were you watching the One Day International or at least following the news?
Yes, I was.
Which country beat Australia by 4 wickets in the last match of the ODI series on Thursday?
I'm going to hazard a guess here. Pakistan.
Pakistan is correct, Kathy.
Thank you.
Pakistan borders Iran, doesn't it? Oh, Jess, you see, you were close to, it was close to the country that you visited. Right, Kathy, are you ready?
I think so.
Kathy, for the win, China has warned Australia that it could be slapped with an additional 55% tariff on which imports?
Is it beef?
You are the winner, Kathy. Very, very well done.
Oh my goodness, it's my first time.
Oh, I'm so glad. See, it pays to follow the news, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.